Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Is It Vain to Serve God? Have you ever done the right thing only to suffer loss for it? Has telling the truth led to consequences that the person who is willing to lie didn't have to face? Has being unwilling to compromise morals cost you an opportunity for advancement to someone who was willing to make such compromises? Being a Christian doesn't guarantee you will get the job promotion, make the team, or be the most popular person. Scripture says it rains on the just and the unjust. God's common grace is visible as unbelievers make money, have families, and seem to have fun. Sometimes it even seems the wicked person prospers while the person who tries to do right suffers. Seeing such blessings on those who don't know God has often led some to make the same accusation made in Malachi 3:14 and 15, quote, "It is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape," end quote. The Lord calls this accusation harsh in verse 13. In terms of physical blessing, the distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous may not always be clear. Our hope as believers isn't a guarantee of health and wealth in this life. Our hope is that we'll always have the presence of God no matter what we go through. Several times in the book of Malachi, the Lord rebukes those who merely serve him in pretense. However, for those who truly believe, he ensures that he will remember them. Quote, "The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name," end quote. Verse 16. As believers, our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20, and we are to set our minds on things above, not on things that are on earth, Colossians 3:2. At some point, the Lord will come and gather those who are his. That day is coming, and the Lord promises in Malachi 3, verses 17 and 18, quote, "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him," end quote. It may not always be obvious now, but on the day of the Lord, the distinction between the righteous and the wicked will be abundantly clear. On that day, quote, "all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch," end quote. Malachi 4:1. It will be a terrible day for the unbeliever. However, for those who know and love God, it'll be a day of rejoicing, quote, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts," end quote. Malachi chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Is it vain to serve God? Certainly not. If you are an unbeliever, do not assume that a, quote, good life is a sign that your lack of belief has no real consequences. Soon the opportunity to repent will be over and the judgment of the Lord will be upon you. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus and you will not receive the wrath of God for your sins. Once the day comes, it'll be too late. Believer, do not grow weary in loving and serving God. Do not assume the advancements you see in the unbeliever's life is a sign that God isn't real or that your lack of advancements shows a vanity of your faith. Soon the Lord will return and all things will be made right. Evil will not be rewarded and the unjust will receive their due. By the mercy and grace of God, you will receive healing instead of wrath, grace instead of justice, and life instead of eternal death. Let that hope give you perseverance. Walk by faith and not by sight, and never buy into the lie that it is vain to serve God. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, Consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.